Locker room chats, they continue here tonight on KMZA. I'm Brandon Tim. We're talking with Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan for a few minutes. Brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, State Bank of Bern, Axtell Branch, B&D Buildings as well. Coach, couple games, non-league games to talk about since we last spoke a week ago. Let's start with the game Friday at home against Lord Central Catholic. Talk about that matchup. Big time win, 86-51. Another dominant performance by your team.
Yeah, we got out really fast on them. We started really well, turning them over, getting up and down the court a little bit, and kind of overwhelmed them with our pressure. I was really pleased with our defense in the first half. We played really solid, and then the great part about when you turn somebody over is you got to execute and convert those turnovers into points, and we did that really well in the first half.
And then this week on Tuesday at Wabunsee. Wabunsee always seems to be kind of a tough and weird kind of travel for some of our area teams. We get teams that make that trip over there. It's a little bit more lengthy in terms of that travel. But Wabunsee always seems to be one of those tougher places to play. Not necessarily for you guys. You guys get the win, 65-44. But do you feel that way and just kind of the challenges with an out-of-league team like that?
Yeah, it's an hour and 15-minute trip. Doesn't seem like it's that long, but it's a big, big gym, and it's kind of got a quiet environment into it. There's not a lot of energy there, and so it's kind of like it's kind of a hole. It's just like there's such a lull there. But we kind of talked about that before the game, and the day before, and prep for them, and just we got to create our own energy, and we did that. We jumped out pretty early again. Once again, I think it was 21-9 at the end of 19-9 at the end of the first quarter. One of the big things we talked about in that game is we had a size advantage. And so we definitely want to get Logan going. And Logan had 12 points in the first quarter and kind of set the tone for us. And I think we shot almost 60% from the field, but we only shot like 10 threes. And so a lot of stuff inside. And, you know, we just workmanlike game, and we came out and did what we had to do and pulled out a win.
Yeah, and you guys look to keep it going on Friday, our feature broadcast right here on 92.1. You go to Hanover, obviously huge league title implications there and a rematch of the TVL tournament championship from a couple of weeks ago in which you guys won a good game, 70-61. What's maybe different this time around, adjustments and kind of the expectations for this crucial league contest on Friday night?
They're a good team and a solid team. They're kind of similar to us, and they're rounded with their scoring. They have a lot of guys that can get it done. I think see them kind of make some changement. One thing that kind of hurt us last time was in the second half, they kind of went small, and they kind of forced us to go Logan to guard a guard, and didn't work out the best for us on the defensive side, but we were able to take advantage of that on the offensive side. So I see a little wrinkles there for them. I see them probably doing that a little bit more. It's just, I think once you face our pressure, you're kind of acclimated to it a little bit. So they probably won't turn it over as much. And we'll just have to be more efficient on the offensive end and keep communicating. And, I'd like to see us play better half court defense, especially in the second half of that game. We kind of, I don't know if we got tired or if we just let down a little bit, but I want to see us be a little tougher defensively throughout the course of the whole game.
There it is, Axtell boys basketball coach Jason Tynan joining us. Appreciate the time each and every week. Axtell on the road at Hanover tomorrow night. You can catch those broadcasts on 92.1, two top five teams currently in the 1A Division II classification. Coach, we always appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.